Hello and welcome to the House of Healing podcast. My name is Dr. Lisa. I am your host. I am so excited to have you here with me today. Here at the House of Healing, we teach and talk about the power of Holy Spirit. We talk about how to identify spiritual gifts and witchcraft. We also talk about why people don't commit, why they cheat. We talk about the spirits of rejection, abandonment, betrayal, dreams, and so much more. So come on in, share the live, comment below, and also remember to go and grab my free ebook that's going to give you steps on how to overcome toxic relationships. The website is in the show notes, but you can also type in www.askdrlisa.org, askdrlisa.org. Now let's get into it. The reasons why God speaks to us in our dreams, it's clearly because he wants to communicate some things to us while we are asleep. A lot of times in the daytime, we are too busy to slow down to hear the voice of God. Or we can get confused and we wonder, is that the Lord speaking? Or is that my own thoughts? Or is that coming from the enemy? We know that God gives us dreams with many purposes. He gives us dreams to what? Number one, to build our faith. That is something that the enemy does not want you to know. God speaks to us in dreams to, one, build our faith. The second reason is to reveal our destiny. We all have a divine destiny, and the enemy does not want you to know that. He wants you to think that you're a failure. But God speaks to us in our dreams because we do have a destiny. The next reason is because he wants to warn us about different dangers. So there's different types of dangers, purposes, and categories that our dreams can fall in. One theory is that a lot of times when we are in the natural, we're too dull to hear the voice of God. We are so dull. And the reason why is because what God is telling us is so spectacular that we often wonder, is this really God? Is this really God? Another reason why he chooses to speak to us in our dreams is because we're less distracted. We're less distracted. And we can now hear in our spirits what the Lord is telling us. God loves his children. He loves to reveal his divine plan in our dreams. If you do not currently dream, before you go to bed tonight, just ask the Holy Spirit to visit you in your dreams. God supersedes our spiritual hearing in the daytime. It is so powerful what God has to tell us. There's a message that he wants to download in us, and we need to remember it. How many of y'all dream and you can't remember your dreams? If you can't remember your dreams, I'm going to give you some tips. One, start reading some scriptures before you go to bed at night. And when you read the scriptures, read them out loud. Read the scripture out loud so that you can download the word of God into your spirit. Number two, refuse to have any entrance coming in from the enemy. Refuse to have any entrance, any tormenting, come out of agreement with the devil before you go to bed at night. As a matter of fact, you need to do that all day. Spectacular dreams are dreams that are rich with symbols and parables that send us on a spiritual treasure hunt for the answers that our Father God is telling us. You got to know this, people of God, it's going to have a divine revelation that you will know that is only God speaking to you. Those type of dreams with the colors and the vibrant backgrounds and the really, really symbolic symbols that are in the Bible, these are the dreams that confirm God's message. These are the dreams that confirm God is speaking to you. Another reason why God speaks to us in dreams, it's to redeem the time. We go 8, 9, and 10 hours without communicating with the one who truly loves us. I've been guilty of it. This is just not to come down on you. I've been guilty of it. And so this is why the Father speaks to us in our dreams. Are you guilty of that too? Comment below. Say, Dr. Lisa, I'm guilty. That's all right, because the Lord truly loves us. If we are in a season of busy, 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 and we neglect God, he's going to make sure that he's going to speak to you in your dream. It is to our benefit. Why? Because we can now download a secret. See, the enemy doesn't want you to know that. That's why the enemy comes in and he distracts the people of God with dark demonic spirits, with different objects like dragons and snakes and owls. That is not good. And so we want to be in prayer that the Lord will visit us in our dreams tonight, and that the secret that he wants to tell us, we will retain it. We will remember it in the name of Jesus. We will be able to write down the dream in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be sure, people of God, to write down your dream. Get a journal. I want to also invite you to join my DYD club. It is called Decoding Your Dreams Club. This is where we help you develop and grow in the dream realm. We help you be able to understand different symbols and objects, and you will be interpreting other people's dreams. You will learn the language of your dream. You will learn the language of God, and you will also learn the language of the devil. You will be able to understand different levels of the seer realm. If you feel like you dream, but you can't really comprehend your dream, I have a community that's going to support you. We're going to help you with your dreams, visions, and discernment. We're going to help you grow in these gifts. Now, this is an ongoing monthly training. It's just $20 a month. And you can join and you can leave at any time. But it's always our wish that you will stay so that you can grow and grow and grow. My name is Dr. Lisa. I'm so excited. And thank you so much for joining me at the House of Healing podcast. Hallelujah. Take care. Click the link in the show notes, and don't forget to grab your free ebook and join us inside of the Discerning Your Dreams Dream Club. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.